This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. As authorities retrieve more suspected bombs sent to prominent Democrats, U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Thursday morning, largely blaming the media for the angry political atmosphere in America. Mr. Trump's tweet came as the New York City Police Department's bomb squad transported a suspected explosive device out of the Tribeca neighborhood. Police said the package was sent to a production company owned by actor Robert De Niro and is similar to those sent to other prominent Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports law enforcement officials say all of the suspicious packages were similar.
They were manila envelopes with six stamps and a bubble-wrapped interior containing pipe bombs full of glass shards and powder. None actually detonated. The FBI studying each at a lab in Virginia.
Sagar Magani reporting. Saudi Arabia says the killing of a Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, at Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul was premeditated based on information provided by Turkey. The statement, carried by the Saudi press agency, was issued by the Saudi public prosecutor. Saudi officials at first said he walked out of the consulate and that they did not know his whereabouts. Then they said he died in a fist fight in the consulate. Most recently, they claimed Khashoggi was killed in a chokehold when he tried to leave the consulate to call for help. U.S. CIA Director Gina Haspel, who traveled to Turkey to investigate the death, has reportedly listened to the audio recording of his torture and killing. Meantime, former CIA Director John Brennan said Wednesday Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has to have approved the killing.
I have no doubt in my mind that MBS was fully aware of what was ultimately going to happen to Jamal Khashoggi and had approved it.
On Wednesday, the Crown Prince called the killing of Khashoggi a heinous crime that cannot be justified. President Trump, who has reiterated that he views Saudi Arabia as a great ally and an important purchaser of U.S. tanks, bombs, and planes, seems to have grown more suspicious. This is VOA News. Japanese freelance journalist Junpei Yasuda is returning to Japan after being released by his abductors in Syria following 3 years in captivity. He said he is happy to go back to Japan. He hasn't spoken Japanese in 40 months. Yasuda walked into an immigration office in the southern Turkish city of Antakya Tuesday. The circumstances surrounding his release remain unclear, but a senior Japanese government spokesman said Qatar and Turkey negotiated his freedom. Klan violence has reportedly taken dozens of lives in the last 2 days in the breakaway Horn of Africa region of Somaliland. Fighting erupted Tuesday and spilled over into Wednesday. The fighting centers around the area of Dume, controlled by Somaliland but claimed by Puntland. The Puntland interior minister is quoted as saying the Klan militia are armed with heavy weapons and appealed for ceasefire and peace talks. One day after talks with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would be forced to target any European countries that agree to host U.S. nuclear missiles. Bolton informed the Russian leader of the U.S. intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations, a charge the Kremlin has denied. Mr. Putin said he hoped to discuss the matter with President Donald Trump on the sidelines of next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I in Paris. Yemeni officials said Wednesday the Saudi-led coalition has sent in reinforcements ahead of another offensive on the Houthi rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. It's a lifeline for international aid deliveries. Meanwhile, medical workers and residents Wednesday said several people were killed when an airstrike hit a factory south of the port city. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index shedding more than 600 points to close at 24,583, wiping out this year's gains. Peter Morisi is an economist from the University of Maryland.
This quarter, profits are up great, and the quarterly reports would indicate stocks should continue to rise. But there's concern that after this quarter, you know, profits will only grow at single-digit rates, which is perfectly reasonable. The Fed hasn't managed expectations very effectively about interest rates, and Donald Trump's comments about the Fed, while probably correct, you know, are not helpful. There's a general sense that amateurs are in charge of the Fed.
But while sales of new U.S. single-family homes fell to a two-year low in September, both Microsoft and Boeing reported strong quarterly earnings. In North American professional baseball, the Boston Red Sox have taken a commanding 2-0 leader in the best-of-seven World Series, defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2. Game 3 is scheduled in L.A. on Friday. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.